Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for making us a part of your day and a part of your week. My name is Paul Pretty, and I'm the teaching pastor of our Marianna campus. And this past Sunday, we were continuing in the Labels series, and we were in specifically Luke chapter 4. And something that was so good for my own soul this week as I studied, and I hope as I taught on Sunday for our people in Marion as well, and on LifePoint Online, was this moment of, and season, in a sense, of temptation that Jesus has. And it's right at the onset or the beginning of Jesus's ministry. At the end of chapter 3, we see that Jesus is baptized and the Father says, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased." And then Luke goes into this genealogy of Jesus, and then at the very end of this genealogy, Luke ties Jesus to Adam. And then we see, and again, this is before Jesus's public ministry has started, what we see is that Jesus goes through 40 days of fasting, and in his fasting, at the end of his fasting, in the wilderness, in this barren wasteland, Satan comes to tempt Jesus. And Satan gives these three temptations, and in each one, Jesus responds with scripture. He conquers the temptation. He defeats Satan in the temptation. And what I saw in my studies this week was this incredible reality about what Jesus does. And again, it just drew my heart so much toward who Jesus is. And so to explain that, when you look back at the beginning, and you look back at when sin entered the world. Sin entered the world through the failure of Adam in temptation. Yes, I know it was Eve who was first, really tempted by Satan, but Adam was standing right there. Adam should have said no. Adam took a bite. Adam directly disobeyed God. And the Apostle Paul talks about that in Romans chapter 5. He also talks about it in 1 Corinthians, is that because of Adam, sin entered the world, and because of Adam, death entered the world. Because of Adam's failure and temptation, death reigned from Adam until Christ. But what we see in Jesus's victory over Satan and temptation is that Jesus, while Adam had perfect, beautiful, lush, green, wonderful Garden of Eden, Jesus had barren, hot wasteland of the Judean desert. While Adam had every fruit and food that he could imagine to eat, all except one, Jesus was fasting for 40 days. While Adam was surrounded by the presence of God and by his spouse in this moment of temptation, Jesus is alone and isolated. Right? While Adam lived in a pre-sin world and was never tempted, in the moment he experienced his first temptation, he fell, Jesus, for the entirety of his life, lived in a broken, sinful, dark world, and yet he experienced temptation and he was victorious. And so through Adam, death reigned. And what Jesus does at the beginning of his ministry is he reverses and he makes right this moment that Adam made so wrong. In having this victory over Satan at the beginning of his ministry, what he's doing is he's drawing this line in the sand and he says, no, now life is here. Life from this moment forward is available because I'm here, because I have defeated Satan, because I have won in the battle of temptation, because I have done what Adam could not. Life is possible. Life is here. And you too, we can live in the victory that Jesus has given us, not by our own power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus gives us through faith. And I just, again, that just drew my heart toward Jesus this week, is just seeing that connection and that parallel between Adam's failure and Jesus's victory, and how because of Jesus, death and sin is no longer the rule of the day. Now life and victory and Jesus is the rule of the day. And so that led me into worship this week. And as you go into your day, I hope that leads you into worship, that you would see Jesus is victorious. And maybe there's something in your life that you've been feeling like, this is just the way that I am. This is the flaw that I have, or this is the temptation that I cannot overcome. And what I would say to you is that's an old Adam way of thinking. Jesus, again, he comes and he says, no, there is power, and the power comes in my name. And so if there's a particular challenge that you've been struggling with, I want to challenge you to say, I need to walk in Jesus's victory. Jesus, I need you to put this to death within me by the power of your Holy Spirit that you have promised as a guarantee of my inheritance. And so today I want to lead us into prayer. And again, maybe for you, you need to address something in your life that you've been just defeated by. And I want to challenge you and give you the good news that you no longer have to walk in defeat because you can walk with Jesus. And so let's take some time to pray. I'm gonna kick us off in prayer, and I want to give you some time to pray as well. And again, I want to say thank you so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. So let's pray. Again, I'll pray first, and then you spend time praying as well. Father, I want to just praise you and thank you that you would send your one and only Son, and that whoever, anybody, everybody, we have through faith, we have life. We do not have condemnation, but we have, Jesus, your victory over sin and death, and therefore we can live in victory over sin and death. Jesus, thank you that at the beginning of your ministry, you undo the very thing that began all of this in the first place. You were victorious in temptation, and because of that victory, we too can be victorious. And so, Father, I pray that anybody listening to this who's struggling, that they would hear that, and that they would see you, Jesus, and that they would experience your freedom, Jesus, and that today they would draw the line in the sand and they would say, I'm no longer living in the defeat of Adam. I'm living in the victory of Christ. Father, we love you. We praise you. Give us your life, Jesus. Thank you. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.